Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Thank you very much, Eilish. Now, Jermaine Genus, who presented The One Show and appeared on Match of the Day for the BBC, has been sacked following complaints about workplace conduct. BBC News is reporting that he had his contract terminated after issues were raised involving digital communications such as texts in recent weeks. Henry Riley is a reporter for LBC News in London and is on the line. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning.
So this is interesting, to say the least, because one minute he was there and the next minute he wasn't. Are we any clearer today on what's happened here?
We're slowly trying to find out exactly what's happened, Claire. So in the first instance, it's important to say that he has been sort of ubiquitous on our TV screens. He was a fairly successful footballer. He played a number of times for England, 21 times. He played for a number of our Premier League clubs and made this transition into sports broadcasting, a bit like Gary Lineker and a few other sort of well-known faces. And in the last few years, he's been a regular on sort of Match of the Day, which is our Saturday night highlight show for all of the Premier League matches. But he's also ventured out into sort of current affairs TV programming as well, presenting The One Show, which is one of the BBC's flagship sort of evening programmes. And there's a sort of rotating cast of presenters there, and he's been one of the mainstays. And I mean, out of nowhere, really, yesterday he was completely taken off air. And I mean, it's been revealed now that that's been the case for a couple of weeks now, because there was a complaint with him. In terms of what the actual complaint is, we know that broadly it's about workplace conduct, and the sort of general thought so far, and indeed this has been put to him and he hasn't denied it, is that he may have sent unsolicited messages to a female member of staff, to a younger female member of staff. Now, based on everything we know so far, it looks like that was one particular member of staff. But again, we just simply don't know at this stage. But clearly, on what we do know is that it's to do with the inappropriate workplace behaviour in the creative and editorial environments. And so it's not looking good, and it's looking like there are some serious questions that he and his lawyers will have to answer.
Okay, and he has said very clearly that I can't talk about this, it's in the hands of my lawyers and there are two sides to the story and so on. He was on TalkSport though yesterday as well. Was he a regular presenter on TalkSport as well, or did he turn up there after the BBC sacked him?
He's been on TalkSport a number of times, and it was a bizarre situation, as you say. He was on the Drive Time programme yesterday when he was then not just featured on the sort of breaking news TV screens, but was also, I mean, he was leading every single website from The Telegraph to The Guardian, all sorts of different newspapers, just to give you the scale of Jermaine Genus, were leading with this particular story. And so There are all sorts of questions as to the interview that took place afterwards and whether that should have been the case. But anyway, leaving that to one side, he was asked very clearly on TalkSport about the allegations. And it was strange, really. He kept repeating the line that he couldn't answer any particular questions. But then that charge was put to him earlier on, that allegation that whether he had sent unsolicited messages or images to a member of staff. And he just simply said, I can't talk about that, mm-hmm. but did keep using the phrase, there's two sides to every story. So clearly he's not happy. Clearly he feels that he has a lot to say on this and that he perhaps hasn't been given the chance thus far to say it.
Okay, and the BBC, they say they acted very quickly. That's probably due in no small part to the fact that they've had to deal with several scandals involving high-profile stars this year alone, Henry.
Yes, that's right. And I think the BBC now, I mean, it always has been in some cases when there are instances, of course, there are anomalies, but when there are instances like this, the BBC has to be, as our national broadcaster, on high alert. And in this particular case, they certainly did act swiftly. It's understood that there were issues raised a few weeks ago about this. They then sort of quietly took Jermaine Genus off air, and he didn't appear on The One Show or on Match of the Day. And yesterday it all came out that the reason was because there was these allegations of inappropriate behaviour. Now, the sort of most famous case is, of course, the sort of BBC newsreader Hugh Edwards, who has, I mean, that story has dominated the BBC and has dominated other outlets here because of the allegations that dated back a year ago. And then it subsequently came out that there were further allegations. And there, I mean, he has been charged now with messaging, and indeed receiving the actual charge from the CPS, the Crown Prosecution Service, is making indecent images, which essentially means downloading or at least having on your phone images. And in one case, a 7 to 9 year old. So clearly very serious allegations, and the BBC acting swiftly on this case, as you say, Claire, because they in the past have had to deal with other high profile presenters and other allegations.
All right. Well, let's see if more emerges about this one. Henry, thank you very much for bringing us the latest on that. That's Henry Riley, a reporter for LBC News in London. Staggering amounts of money are being stolen through investment fraud. That's according to the Gardaí. We'll bring you that story next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.